Let's just pray all together real quick. Lord, thank you that you are good to us in every situation, in every moment of our lives, even when we are going through difficulties, going through struggles. Lord, I just pray that you continue to give us your strength, that we can continue to be with you. And Lord, I just pray that this morning, as we've been worshiping you, that you really speak to us, and that we can really just that we are really open to hearing what you want to say to each of us individually, that we can really be open, that our hearts may be open to what you want to say to us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. So, when I came to IBTI last year, one of the biggest, by far and away the biggest revelation for me personally was that God wants a relationship with every single one of us. Because before that, I'd never known that. I didn't know, even though I was baptized for a good 5 years before that, that just had never come across to me. No one had ever communicated, told me that that God wanted a relationship with us. And so that brings me to the title of my preaching, which is Our Walk with God, because he walks with us every day. He wants a relationship with us. And that's because he loves us so much. And as God loves you and me, Jesus commanded us to love each other in Matthew 22, verse 39, which says, "Love your neighbor as yourself." I just want to share something in this moment that, as we were praying this morning, that I really felt God wanting me to say that I did not prepare, which is a verse in Matthew, Genesis 5:1, which says, "This is the written account of Adam's family line. When God created mankind, he made them in the likeness of God." I just felt God wanting me to say this morning to someone, I don't know who, but God made us in his likeness. God loves you unconditionally. His love is endless. God's love is not bound by anything. It continues forever. He is infinite. So, yeah, just know that God loves you this morning, and that despite what you're going through, he still loves you, no matter what situation you might be going in this morning and in your life. Now, I have a question for you. Did God want a relationship with us first, or did we want a relationship with him first? Yes. John 1:4-19 says, "We love each other because he loved us first." He is love. He loved us before we could love him. We can love because he loved us first. And so, because he is love, he wants a relationship with us. There's Then there is the famous Bible verse, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. We can be certain that God loves us. This is one of the most well-known and famous Bible verses to everyone, to all of us. And this Bible verse speaks of God's love to us and of him wanting a relationship with us. God is love, and so Jesus came down paying the price for our failures on the cross so that we can be with him forever. When we might be here for just a short time, but when we move on from this earth, we will be with him forever. We can see an example of God's love in Exodus 12. Verse 50-51. So all the people of Israel followed all the Lord's commandments to Moses and Aaron. On that very day, the Lord brought the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt like an army. The Israelites had been in bondage in Egypt for hundreds of years. But because of God's love and mercy, he brought them out of the bondage that they were in. Now, I don't know if you've ever accidentally burnt yourself, like your hands or your leg. But take it from someone who's really clumsy and has, in the past 30 days, burnt themselves at least twice. It really hurts. It's like it really hurts if you burn your hand. However, the pain of burning our hands or another part of our body does not compare in any way, shape or form to the suffering the Israelites went through in Egypt. They had to suffer so much. But God brought them out of Egypt because he loved them first. My second point is God walks with us. Jeremiah 32:40 says, where God is, I will make an everlasting covenant with them. This is God speaking to his people. I will never stop doing good to them, and I will inspire them to fear me so that they will never turn away from me. I just want to focus in on the first part of that verse, which says, I will make an everlasting covenant with them. From the very beginning, God has used throughout the Bible covenants as for a purpose of having a relationship with every single one of us. Here in this verse, God is saying that he will create a covenant with his people. You see, to make a covenant means to create a binding contract between two parties for the purpose of keeping to a certain agreed condition that each side is obligated to fulfill. A covenant is to create a binding contract that both parties have to keep and are obligated to fulfill. God uses covenants as a legal binding contract between himself and his people and us today. The verse continues saying that he will never stop doing good to them. I will never stop doing good to them, and I will inspire them to fear me so that they will never turn away from me. When you look throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament, the word covenant appears over and over. In fact, the word covenant in the New International Version appears over 300 times in the Bible. Why? Because God keeps making one covenant after another, and every time his people broke the covenant, they were unable to keep him. They were unable to keep the covenant. Basically, they continued to break the agreement of the relationship with them and God. However, God didn't stop loving them, and he continued to make a new covenant with them. We can see this in action when Moses is up on the mountain and the people start to create their own false gods. Instead of staying faithful to God, the people create a false god. Oh, I've skipped ahead. Anyway, they create false gods so that because Moses is taking so long up on the mountain that they've forgotten about God and all the things that he's done to take them out of Egypt and all the suffering, all the difficulties that they've gone through in the wilderness. So when Moses comes down from the mountain and he sees that they have created a false god, he smashes the tablets that God wrote himself because of their disobedience. Yet God continues to restore the Israelites to himself so that he can bless them and he can make them prosperous. Because he cares, he loves them, and he loves us today. He wants to have a relationship with them and with us today. Although God knew his people would not be able to keep the covenants that he, the Lord God, over all creation, made with them, so after a long time, God sent down Jesus to pay the price for us. His blood, using his blood to pay the price on the cross. Rising again 3 days later to reign alongside the Father as God. Through taking this action of dying on the cross, Jesus paid the price so that today we may now live in what is called the new covenant. So that if we choose to believe in him and we repent of our sins, we will be saved through faith, by grace, and spend eternity with him. I remember being here about 12 months ago, standing up here in front of you and sharing my testimony about how God had healed me from mental health that I'd been struggling with for several years. Before coming to IBTI, when I came to IBTI last year, God healed me of that. Back then, I could never have imagined what God would continue to do in my life after that. It didn't just stop with healing my mental health. He's continued to do things in my life. He's continued to speak in my life. He's continued to use people to speak into my life. He's used people to give words of prophecy to me. He's spoken to me personally, given me words to speak to me, to encourage me. Because although God did something wonderful in my life, when he healed me of my mental health, it didn't stop there. He continued to work in my life, and he continues to work in your life. He continues to work in all of our lives. I have been able to share what God's done last year at IBTI, our college, in my life. I have spent a couple months at a job for the first time, which I'd never done before coming back this year. And during that time, I was able to share with people at my work what God did in my life. I've also gone to a church near Cambridge where I served for 6 weeks. And during that time, I also worked in a food bank. I was able to serve God during that time to reach out to the local community. And through that, I was also able to share what God had done in my life. How not just my mental health, but my suicidal thoughts because of my mental health. But how he'd taken me out of that. And he brought me into something new. Something wonderful. Knowing that loves me, he loves us, and he wants a relationship with us. Through that, through me sharing my testimony at that church, at that food bank, someone has started coming to church, to the Lord. I never, in all my years, thought that I would be able to speak to someone in that way that would make them want to know God, to encounter God. But I was terrified, by the way. I mean, speaking to people before the beginning of last year, I was the most shy person ever, so I didn't speak to people. Yeah. Exactly. But God did this change in me where I was able to share what he did in me with others so that they can also know him. And they can discover his love as he loves us. As I said earlier, although God has healed me of my mental health, it doesn't mean that everything has been smooth sailing after that. That's not how God works. He loves us and he cares for us and he helps us. But it doesn't mean that he's just going to take away every difficulty. Because he wants us to grow in who we are and then in our relationship with him. I've had a lot of challenges since last year and a lot of difficulties. However, through these last couple of weeks and months, things have been very challenging. But it's for the purpose of growing in him. Absolutely. The devil lies a lot. Paul said, become more like me as I am like Christ. I've messed up many times, but I'm trying. I'm not stopping. one of the biggest and most important things that I have not just now realized, but has become so real to me, is the importance of spending time with God. I had people tell me many times, I didn't understand why. It didn't make sense. But I do understand now. You might ask, Anthony, how has it become real to you? Well, I have literally noticed the difference between when I spend time in the morning with God and when I don't. There is literally a difference throughout the rest of my day when I spend time with Him and when I don't. It's such a difference that it's so hard to put into words. Just 1 hour in the morning makes the change, a change for the rest of the day, where I'm able to be, I'm more relaxed, I'm calmer, and I'm able to face situations that might come up throughout the day that I was not expecting, in a much more relaxed and calm way than when I was not able to, when I didn't spend that time with God. There's less stress. And that's all because we put God first before everything else. Which brings me to my third point, our relationship with God. How do we have a relationship, or how do we walk with God? We've looked at several scriptures. Having a relationship with God is nothing new. It's throughout the whole Bible. There are many examples of people who had good relationships with God. Didn't mean they didn't make mistakes. But they tried. They put in the work. Some examples of people who walked with God. Genesis 5:24. Enoch walked faithfully with God. Then he was no more because God took him away. And Noah in Genesis 6:9. This is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked with God. He faithfully with God. Abraham in Genesis 24:40. He replied, the Lord before whom I have walked faithfully will send his angels with you and make your journey a success so that you can get a wife for my son from my own clan and from my father's family. And Luke 1:28. The angel went to her and said, greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. That was to Mary. All of these people have something in common, which is that God was pleased with them because they respected God. They trusted Him, and in some form they had a relationship with Him. Now, they lived in a different covenant that we do today. But God wanted a relationship with them just as He wants a relationship with us today. How did they respect God, trust Him? How was He pleased with them? Well, I said earlier that you spend time with God, something changes. The thing that changes is that when we put God first, before everything else, when we spend time with Him, His Spirit comes alive in us. And that is what we sense as a change inside of us, the thing that makes the difference. This is why it's so important to pray and to read the Bible. Because it's spending time with God. Because we share through prayer, for example, we share the joys of every day, the joys that we have with other people and with God, the joys that we experience, but also the struggles. Because God knows that we will face things that are difficult, but He wants us to share that with Him, because that's what a relationship is. It's like in a marriage. I'm not married. I'm young enough, but I've spoken to people who are married. My parents are married, obviously. But it's like a marriage, where a marriage works if the husband and the wife communicate effectively. If they don't ever speak to each other, the marriage won't work. It's the same way in a relationship with God. We have to spend time with Him. Otherwise, it doesn't work. Doesn't mean He stops loving us. Not at all. His love is endless. It's infinite. It's what we experience because the Holy Spirit makes that difference inside of us. That's part of the relationship that we have with Him. And therefore, it's a sign to ourselves when we see that in our lives because we're spending time with Him. As I finish up, let's just remember that God wants a relationship with us. We can all have a relationship with Him. And spending time with Him through reading the Bible, as well as talking and listening to Him in prayer, is what makes the difference in having a relationship with Him. Let me just close in prayer. Lord, I just pray that we may keep You close, that You continue to be with us, that we can continue to have and work on our relationship with You, that we continue to seek You, continue to seek out what You have for our lives, that we can walk in Your path for our lives. I pray that we can just, even if we make mistakes, that we can continue to return to You, return to what You have for us. I pray that You continue to be with us as you have promised with your covenant with us today. Lord, thank you that you are faithful, that you love us, that you care for your love, for your mercy, for your love, and everything, every little detail that you're doing on a daily basis that we don't even notice, the intricacies that you are putting together. Thank you that even in our struggles, even when we mess up, we make a mistake, that you still love us, that you are still with us. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.